shiny and not suitable for children under 5 years of age, it's a MarvelCast. I'm Pearl, the announcer girl.
Episode 3.
Pearl?
Fire on the water, it's time for tea. Fire on the water at the bottom of the sea. Water for you, coffee for me. Fire on the water, it's time for tea. Man versus nature, nature versus man. Soda tastes better when it's straight from the can. Fire on the water, it's time for tea. Fire on the water at the bottom of the sea. Water for you, coffee for me. Fire on the water, it's time for tea. Hate versus love, love versus hate. Pardon me, sir, but I'm already lit. Life versus death, death versus life. Butter, it's a butter, it's a butter, butter knife. One versus two, two versus three. Me versus you in a coconut tree. Fists of fingers, parties of five. Button up shirts and switchblade knives. Tables all set, set time for dinner. Button up shirts in the middle of winter. Eye for an eye, tooth for a dollar. Sit down, stand up, see who's tongue. Sun versus moon, moon versus sun. Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. Gotta be stupid to have any fun. Fire on the water, it's time for tea. Fire on the water at the bottom of the sea. Water for you, coffee for me. Fire on the water, it's time for tea.
Camp Master Dog.
And that is the reason we read while we pool.
I love that song. It explains everything.
It has opened my mind.
I'm so glad, children. Now who's ready for a story? Tonight's story is about my brother, the first man on Mars.
Ooh. Wait, people landed on Mars?
No, my brother did. So, person landed on Mars.
I've never heard of that. When did this happen?
Does it really matter?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that it happened and my brother was the one to do it.
Come on, Mars. I don't believe you.
If you don't believe it, the boogeyman will come and take you away and eat you.
The boogeyman? You expect us to believe in him?
Not really, unless you're stupid.
I believe in the boogeyman. Am I stupid?
Yes. Now let me tell my story. It all started.
Monster! They're so hurtful!
You just want to go to bed? That's where you're headed right now.
I'm just mentally impaired. Why are the chances to leave that?
Join her. I'm a little tired.
Fine! Lights out and no taps!
Aww!
Tense! Now!
So unfair.
Be asleep in 5 minutes. I will be checking. If you are not asleep, there will be no pizza in Tuesday's cookout. And a kitten will die.
Pizza?
Fine. Just a carton of kittens.
Phew. I thought we were gonna have to have no pizza. Shame about the kittens, though.
No!
Pizza!
Pizza!
Pizza.
I mean pizza!
Four conflicting views with Brittany the Ballet Girl, Raven Pretty Much House, Barbara the Housewife, and Sophia the Child.
Okay, like today, I was walking down the street and like, I saw a little girl. She totally, like, looked like a stripper. I mean, like, I dress a little slutty sometimes, but, like, I never dress like that slutty. My jaw, it almost, like, fell totally off, and you know, that's not good. She, like, saw me looking at her, and, like, she laughed. Then she, I swear, on my Paris red lip gloss, she said, "Jealous much? Where'd you get that top? Was there a sale at Walmart? I know I'm pretty and you can never hope to be as good as me, but I'm sure all people vomit when they see your face." She sounded like she could have been 10, and she talked like a hoe. I wasn't even, like, offended, because even though I know people who are like that, they're all, like, my age. She should be wearing pretty little jeans and, like, cutesy tops, not a cheetah print mini skirt with heels and a tube top. Like, it's one thing for a teen to, like, dress like a slut, but, like, a little kid? That's not right.
Hi, everybody. I was walking down the sidewalk on my way to the park so I could watch the people, and I saw a leaf blowing in the wind. I thought it looked majestic, so I watched it swirl around in the air. My mind may have been elsewhere, but my feet were still going, and I brushed against the little girl. I stopped to apologize, but before I could, I saw what she was wearing. I silently prayed to the great goddess that this was a woman, and she was really, really young-looking. But she narrowed her eyes and started to berate me.
You goths are all alike, ruining my perfect sight with your ugly clothes, hair, and faces. Why don't you go die under a rock and write some sad poetry?
I looked at my clothes. I was dressed for tree climbing. I had tightish gray pants on and a black tee that said Save the Whales. My hair was in a messy bun, and I knew I had eyeliner on, but I'm not goth. Well, I said,
Dad! Go away, you freak, before I go blind, she retorted, turning away.
I knew she had to be about 9. I walked away sadly, pitying her.
So I was out walking the dog, and I saw this girl who must have been about 11 or 12 standing by the side of the road talking on a cell phone. Now, I have no arguments with cell phones, but what she was wearing was completely inappropriate for someone her age.
As a matter of fact, it's inappropriate for anyone to dress that way. That strip of cloth she would call a skirt was cheetah print, and little girls shouldn't wear heels or tube tops. Sure, it's summer, but there is no need to dress that way. My girls, if they ever dress that way in public, they would be grounded so fast their heads would spin.
I saw a big kid today dressed in weird clothing. I wanted to ask why she was dressed so bad, but my mommy covered my eyes and walked away. I sneaked a peek, and the big girl had her mean face on and was looking at my mother. I wanted to look at the big girl and see what she was doing, but my mommy was walking fast, and soon I couldn't see her no more.
It's time for Big Brother and his conspiracy theories.
Today, I'm going to talk to you about Santa Claus. I know Christmas is over, but this needs to be addressed. Santa Claus is real, but not working because in 1978 he was put in a detention center for child jawbreakers. The Tooth Fairy and Easter Bunny soon followed, replaced by the Grinch, the Cavity Fairy, and the Easter Rottweiler. This has been a Christmas announcement, and now you know that people who put presents down your chimney are not who you think you are. Be warned, this is real, this is happening. This has been your announcement of the week.
Jiffy's Music.
This song is Toys on a Shelf by Instant Behind. Find it at music.podshow.com or buy an album or two at iTunes. Yeah, iTunes, that's right, iTunes.
Thank you for listening, and from the Marble Cast of Marble Cast, I would just like to say, I hope you're enjoying your new year, your new endeavors. I know most of you have probably broken all of your New Year's resolutions, which is why I didn't make any. Ha! Well, today I just would like to say hello to Rebecca. And that's about it. Yeah. Hi, Rebecca. Thank you for letting me know you listen. And if you would like to let me know you listen, Sydney from MarbleCast@yahoo.com, or visit my website for show notes, etc., at marblecast.blogspot.com. To spell Sydney from marblecast.yahoo.com, if you cannot spell it, it is sydneyframarblecast@yahoo.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I wish you all a good week, a happy new year, and etc. So, I will see you next week. Oh yeah, I was a little late this week because of holiday stuff. Okay. Yeah. Bye. Bye.